Could Elon Musk be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives? Multiple lawmakers on Capitol Hill say he should be, and the rules would allow it. The idea was first pitched Thursday morning, December 19th, on X by Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. "The Speaker of the House need not be a member of Congress," Paul wrote. "Nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk." "Nothing's impossible," Paul continued, "not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, aka Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds." Senator Paul is correct. The House can elect whomever it wants as Speaker. The Constitution states, "The House of Representatives shall choose their Speaker and other officers." That's it. There are no further rules or guidelines. The Official Government Guide to Practices of the House states the Constitution does not limit the choice to a member, although choosing a non-member has never been done before. Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia responded to Paul by stating, "I'd be open to supporting Elon Musk for Speaker of the House. DOGE can only truly be accomplished by reigning in Congress to enact real government efficiency," Greene wrote. "The establishment needs to be shattered just like it was yesterday. This could be the way." "Yesterday" was a reference to the death of the government funding package Wednesday night. If Republican Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana is unable to win another term, it's unclear who could take his place. The Speaker must be elected with a majority vote. No other Republican member has shown they have enough support to reach that. So if Johnson can't do it, this January could look a lot like January 2023, when former Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California took 4 days to get elected. It's worth noting that the Speaker is second in line of presidential succession, but Musk is ineligible because he is not a natural-born citizen. If Musk were Speaker and both the President and Vice President were unable to serve, the Senate President pro tempore would become President.